pleased to be joined this morning with, we've got royalty. First off, we got the mayor in. Good morning, sir.
I'm not royalty, but thank you for having me.
You are not who I was talking about, but you are. You are your own sort of royalty.
No, not really.
It's good to have you in, though. You had the mayor's prayer breakfast this morning. Is that still going on, or is it done now?
It is done now, but, you know, it's a great event. We had about 130, 140 people there. We served breakfast, and it was just a marvelous thing. Everyone left caffeinated and fed, so
what
it's a great thing.
What do you serve for breakfast?
This year we had bagels, we had various egg casseroles, bacon, ham, sausage in the casseroles, and there was a vegetarian one for people who like vegetables.
So, as the mayor's prayers breakfast, I assume you do all the cooking?
No. And not many people would attend if I did, just for the record book. Right. So I can cook, but Terry is definitely the cook in the family. Right. I'm more of the cleaning crew.
Hey, somebody's got to get that done.
That's right.
I think that's great. And Nebraska days now, we're into it. We're into the, now, here we go.
Yes, we're technically at day three, I was told this morning.
Technically, yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Last night, rodeo, we're going to cover that here in a few minutes and with folks who know a lot about rodeo, more than you and I probably.
Sure.
And then today we have, of course, we have the mayor's prayer breakfast. We have the Golden Games going on at the rec center here starting in about 45 minutes to an hour, somewhere in that vicinity, and that's keeps lots of folks busy. A lot of fun over there at the rec center, and of course we got a great Buffalo Bill rodeo going on tonight.
Yeah, cake bake decoratings today, the barbecue pork sandwich feed this afternoon, and then there's a lot of unique events today. This is a big day today, mm-hmm. and tomorrow cover a lot of the ones that only happen once a day. But then yeah, Buffalo Bill rodeo tonight, presented by Great Plains Health, will start up at 8 o'clock again. Did you go to the rodeo last night?
I did. It was very exciting. The bull riding was particularly interesting. I don't think anybody stayed on the bull.
They did not.
Was anybody? I can't
there
remember.
Was no 8-second ride. I did get that report.
Okay. Which is unusual.
Yeah, I feel like usually you get one or so, but I did see that there was a local that I think was in the lead in Breakaway, am I right? Anybody from Mullen? I believe it was a Dent from Mullen. And I think she won. So she was in the lead. So that was kind of cool. I just see that in the media release. So
we probably better introduce our guest. So let's know who else is talking to us in this glorious conversation. Thank you, Rebel, for helping us out.
Yeah, Rebel Soklocha is with us here. Let's see if I can get all this right. Miss Rodeo Nebraska. I guess you're still Miss Rodeo Nebraska, right?
Yes. Yes.
And
that's
that
correct.
Goes until
I go throughout the end of the year. So okay. You're not quite rid of me yet.
Okay. Very good. So when we crowned you last year, really, you weren't even.
You're just a warm up.
Yeah, that was just warm up. We had you in last year to talk about that, and you brought. We got some guests here, Miss Callie Troyer, Miss Rodeo or Miss Teen Rodeo Nebraska from, and will be for the rest of the year, right?
Year ends in like a week.
Yeah,
so I only have
right.
like a week left.
Okay, well, did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. It was a fabulous year, and I was grateful for all the memories I made and all the travels I had.
It's pretty cool that Miss Rodeo Nebraska was locally represented.
Yes.
All around.
Yeah, both of us.
This was kind of banner
it was
year
a banner
for,
year,
for
yes.
Lincoln County.
It was good.
We
was
crushed
good.
It out of the park, and I think we're off to a good start for the next year, too, because you handed a crown off to another local.
Yes, another local.
Yesterday, Macy Cox got that, so that's very cool to see. And we have Kennedy Riggs, Miss Rodeo America. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So does yours go through the end of the year, too, then?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So you're just halfway through. Congratulations on that. How's that been?
Thank you. A whirlwind and a dream all in one.
Yeah, I imagine it's a lot of, I imagine a lot of travel.
Oh yeah, I travel about 40,000 plus miles a year in 300 plus days. So I get those plus the mileage members. I get a lot of nice points going on hotels, airplanes. So
You're a preferred member everywhere you go.
Oh
for the next
yeah,
year.
You know it.
Very good. Very good. And they joined you at the prayers breakfast this morning?
Yes, they were one of the many guests that were there. We had a good time. We revived a tradition this year at the Mary's Prayer Breakfast. We always hand out roses to dignitaries and people who are special to the process. And so I handed these ladies a nice rose. And unfortunately, Miss America's rose kind of fell apart.
Wah, wah, wah.
Well, yeah, exactly. I picked poorly, I guess. I don't know. The rose, not the Miss America. It doesn't do with that. But, yes, so... However, I think the other two roses, yes, they seem to be holding up okay.
How nice.
I'm probably going to have to buy Kennedy a whole batch of them now that I've said something about it. But anyway, we're having a good time here in Nebraska Land Days. These ladies have been with us for several days now.
Yeah.
And I've gone through a contest and helped the future misses, and that's going to be very exciting. So
that's awesome. So let's I'll just kind of go in order here. Rebel, you're halfway through your run. So how's it been? I know we talked last year. This was kind of like a childhood dream for you, I know. And you know, we kind of saw you going through the ranks, I know. You know, and then this seemed like it was a natural place you were going to be, and God willing, here you are. And so you're halfway through. How's it been?
Absolutely. It's been such a treat since the very beginning. I hit the ground running on January 1st and haven't stopped since. But really, Nebraska Land Days kicks off the busy summer run for me. Right. So I'll be in North Platte for the next couple of weeks for the Nebraska Land Days celebration. But as soon as July rolls around, we'll be pedal to the metal. So I'll be anywhere from Calgary to Cheyenne Frontier Days, Idaho, you name it. So it's going to be an exciting summer. And I'm sure lucky to have the community of North Platte behind me and supporting.
And where have you gone so far in 2023?
Oh, goodness. Well,
I feel like you did. Did you go to Florida?
I did go to Florida.
So. I knew that was on the schedule.
I've been from Florida. I've been to Idaho already once, Texas, everywhere in between. I've put 18,000 miles on my pickup thus far. I have not quite counted up my airline miles, but I know those are racking up quickly as well.
Very good. Very good. You're well, and you're from here. You can give your backstory for you're originally from here.
Yeah. So I claim Hay Center as my hometown, but really it's a dual partnership between Hay Center and North Platte as my hometown. So my mom's a veterinarian here in North Platte and been very involved in the community. So this is a really enjoyable week getting to see many of the people that I've grown up around.
And you're spreading the Seclocha name throughout the country, so they have to figure out how to pronounce it.
Well, it's really funny when I go to rodeos and I talk to the announcer about how to pronounce my name. They often just prefer to not look at it and to write it down in their own unique way that makes sense to
them. That's what we do. Yeah. We're not smart enough, so we just do it how it works for us. But if we can get it not pronounced correctly, then that's all that matters.
Right? It does not obey the rules of phonics, that's for sure.
Is your name a Czech name? Is that
yes? Okay. Yes, it is. And I know I cannot make kolaches. I get that question quite a bit.
That'd have gone over at the Bears Prep.
Maybe next year I'll get it figured out.
There we go. Okay.
You know, a lot of times it seems like when those names get, you know, down the line, they change them and shorten them and make them more American. Was it more complicated before?
Not to my knowledge, but thanks for that idea. I should consider that.
No, I think it's great. I think it's awesome. It's a great name.
You could add ski on the end. That would make it.
Yes, maybe make it more complicated. Why not?
Make their job tough.
Entertainment value.
Callie Troyer again, Mr. Rodeo, Teen Rodeo Nebraska 2022, and so yours is done in a week. Then you said
yes, yeah. So I've had the year. I was crowned last June, and I'll be done right after Nebraska Land Days here. This is my last hurrah.
And how's it been last year?
It's just been so exciting. I got to travel. I travel more in the state, but I also got a trip to Florida 2 weeks ago. So I went into Florida and got to be in Florida for the first time, and I got to go to the beach for the first time, along with like Gatorland and airboating. So
Very good, very good. And you've gone around to rodeos around the state then?
Yes, I've been to a lot of NSRA rodeos across the state of Nebraska, and while I was traveling to those, I had a favorite in Madison, Nebraska. Was one of my favorite rodeos that I got to attend this last year, and just because of the atmosphere and the horse that they mounted me up on was a trusty steed.
Very good. Callie Troyer here with us. And you're local, all right? Let's give us your backstory.
Yep. So I grew up in Hershey, Nebraska, right on the edge of the sand hills there. And I've always lived here in North Platte, and just being able to represent Nebraska, but also having Nebraska Land Days in your hometown is a different feeling. And being able to go to all the events and having people that know who you are because of you're a local is just a different feeling.
Did you go to the rodeo last night then, I assume?
Yes, I did.
It had to have been a perfect night for it.
It was a beautiful night for a rodeo, yes.
Very good. And Kennedy Riggs, we introduced her as Miss Rodeo America. You were crowned then. When do you get that crown?
Yeah, this is a fun topic because it also applies to Rebel in just a short 6 months. So in December, held in conjunction with the National Finals Rodeo, we have the Miss Rodeo America pageant. So I was crowned during the National Finals Rodeo. And then come 6 months now, in December of this year, we'll have the next Miss Rodeo America pageant to decide who will take on next year.
And you're where are you from originally?
I'm from Arizona, sixth generation.
Very good. Very good. We're out in Arizona.
I'm about an hour southeast of Phoenix, so I'm right in the middle of the toasty weather year-round. And so, yeah, I come from the desert, to say the least.
Well, we normally welcome you with rodeo time with, like, 100-degree weather, but we're in an odd summer, which is not a bad thing.
Let's be happy about that.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I know. It's like 70-some by Saturday, so it's going to be really nice for the rest of the week. So, so you're right. You've been... As you mentioned, all over, I'm sure, the whole country, and living your dream, I assume.
Oh, that's the best way to put it. Being Miss Rodeo America, I mean, these girls can definitely relate to me on this, but especially at the national level, I get to meet so many people. And the best part about it is we represent rodeo. So we get to bring people to rodeos, meet people in rodeos, and all the above. So it's a great experience.
And I know if somebody told me that, and I know a couple are getting hosted right next door to my house, actually, because they have the big signs in their yard. We have quite a few state rodeo queens this year, maybe more than normal. I don't know if that's true or not, but it seemed like there was quite a few.
We have a very large group in the upper 30s, and, you know, that's actually a large number for us because rodeo doesn't happen in every single state of the country. It's more prevalent in some states. So we're excited about that. We had, I think, 11 or 12 girls here in Nebraska this week. So
that's good. And you're right. I mean, we think of rodeo, and I guess here we think of maybe some of the Midwestern states, but Florida, I mean, coming into, before talking with rodeo queens over the years, I would never have known.
Right.
Or New rodeo
York,
in Florida.
Or Hawaii,
New York.
Or Alaska.
Right. It's kind of it really hits all the corners. It just doesn't maybe hit every state in the middle, right?
But that's our job, is to make sure that rodeo grows. And so it's good to see these numbers growing up too.
Absolutely.
Now, Terry and I we had the good fortune of hosting Miss Idaho. She stayed with us for a few days this week, so I have a little bit of insight into the rodeo queen world.
Okay.
Just a little bit. And they have these, now Candy, what did you call it? Is it hot questions, or what question did you talk about?
Oh, yes, hot take questions.
Hot take questions. And Miss America gets to sort of help the others practice their question answering skills or interview skills. Is that correct? And she comes up with some pretty ornery questions.
Oh,
so you were talking about one a little early this morning. So what was it? Something about cereal?
Yes. Well, I asked poor Miss Callie over here on the spot on a live interview on social media, is cereal a soup? And Callie, what was your answer?
My answer was no, but I was totally taken off guard by that question.
You would be surprised, though. We are grateful to have social media and use that to promote rodeo. And so I often, as Miss Rodeo America, through my travels, I'll interview rodeo contestants.
Sure.
And these hot take questions people love to hear. And that's one of them I ask sometimes, is cereal soup? It sounds silly. But some cowboys say yes. Like, who would have thought? They literally consider that a soup.
So, Tanner, where do you stand on this question?
No way.
So what makes something a soup?
I don't know, but it's not cereal.
Is this something you've considered before?
I have never. You know,
I just
asked my daughter, because the question came up, is a hot dog a sandwich? And she's like, well, no, it's not. And I'm like, well, some people consider meat and bread and put them together and that's a sandwich. And she's like, well, I guess, you know, and I said, no, it's not a sandwich, just so you know, I don't think it is, personally.
That's another one I ask, and some people do say it is.
Yeah, I know, that one I can understand a little bit more. I've never heard cereal as soup, though. I guess, do you eat it with a sandwich? That, I mean, it'd have to be like a lunch or, and you don't eat cereal. I mean, some people do, I guess, but.
No. Okay, so the big question of the day, North Platte, then, is if you have a bowl of cereal and you have a hot dog, do you have soup and sandwich? I guess that's the big question of the day. That's kind of crazy. It's not only bizarre.
Somewhere in the world, someone does.
Someone's thinking about that. So I have one quick question. Candy also said that she likes that. She is interested to know what people's favorite candy bar is. So, Rebel, what's your favorite candy bar?
Ooh, a Reese's, for sure.
That's
actually,
right.
I would like to.
You should start
it's
with
a
that.
Tie. It's a tie between Reese's and Almond Joy.
Almond Joy. Okay, Kelly.
My favorite candy bar is the Heath bar.
Heath bar.
And it's even better if it's in a Blizzard.
Strong choice. Oh, Blizzard is good. Kennedy?
Mine's actually a Brazilian candy bar. It's called Baton, which means lipstick in Portuguese. But it's just straight chocolate. It's just a little stick of chocolate. And it's really good.
Well, very nice. Okay.
What about you, Mayor?
Reese's is my favorite.
Yeah, that's the right.
You know, and the Reese's peanut butter cup has the perfect proportion of chocolate to peanut butter, in my opinion.
The Reese's egg, that is top tier.
Yeah, the holiday ones. I don't know what they do to the holiday ones, but like the trees, the eggs, the, I don't know what they do for Halloween. Those are
something about it.
Yeah, I actually saw a very scientific TikTok breaking down the chocolate to peanut butter ratio on the different holiday Reese's. So there is a difference.
Somehow we got off rodeo, but that's all right.
So if you're looking for good news here, come to North Platte, Nebraska this week. We'll tell you all the things you've always wanted to know.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. Rebel, Callie, and Kennedy, we appreciate you and appreciate all your work in the sport of rodeo. Enjoy the rest of the Buffalo Bill Rodeo and enjoy the rest of your run here as all your individual titles. We appreciate you coming in.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.